Radio Prague News.
Tests in the Moravian Silesian region find no evidence of contamination by Polish industrial salt. Liberec police have found a huge haul of apparently unlicensed tobacco, and President Klaus declines a request to pardon the imprisoned artist Roman Dietz. The State Veterinary Administration has announced that samples from food known to contain Polish-sourced salt in the Moravian Silesian region have thus far not shown any evidence of containing dangerous chemicals. The tests come in the wake of a major scandal in Poland, in which for years several companies were found to have been selling salt intended for industrial purposes to food producers. The Czech Republic has provisionally banned the import of salt from Poland, with Czech Agricultural Minister Petr Bendl subsequently accusing Poland of providing insufficient information to Czech authorities seeking to assess whether Polish goods contaminated with industrial salt have made their way into the Czech food chain. The Moravian Silesian region test took place in Olomouc, with both food and pure salt samples tested. Both were found to be safe, and tests on meat products are currently underway, with the SVA continuing to press Polish authorities to provide more information over the precise nature of the industrial salt in question and which food companies may have purchased it. Customs officials in the Czech city of Liberec have uncovered a huge haul of unlicensed tobacco following an anonymous tip-off. Around 16 tons of tobacco, with an estimated street value of 3.5 million crowns, was found in a storage depot reportedly owned by a 25-year-old Polish man, lacking any documentation confirming that duties had been paid on the product in his possession. Upon arriving at the scene, police found 168 boxes containing either shredded or unshredded rolling tobacco. Some also contained only sawdust. Authorities are continuing to undertake scientific tests to determine exactly what they uncovered. Should they confirm that the man failed to pay duties, he will face a 22 million crown fine and could face up to 8 years in prison. Czech artist Roman Dietz, currently serving the second week of a month-long jail term, has been denied a pardon by the Czech president. Dietz was imprisoned after refusing to pay a 60,000 crown fine levied by the authorities as punishment for the artist's defacing red and green traffic light figures in 2007 to show them in situations such as drinking, urinating and being hanged. Numerous civic initiatives have sprung up in recent months supporting Dietz's cause, while the artist pinned his hopes on a presidential pardon. According to the president's office, Klaus carefully weighed the case but ultimately decided not to intervene. Meanwhile, Dietz's lawyer contacted the Czech Justice Minister Jiří Pospíšil last week, asking him to send the case to the country's Supreme Court, arguing that the entire prosecution of Dietz for vandalism was unwarranted. Dozens of taxi drivers staged a protest outside Prague City Hall on Wednesday by deliberately parking in front of the building in Marianské náměstí. The taxi drivers blocked streets around the site as police on the scene issued fines to several of the taxi drivers, who added to the protest by beeping their horns. The protests are in favour of recently rejected proposals to introduce a minimum per kilometre tariff of 24 crowns for all of the city's taxis. The action began in Prague's Strahov district at around 1 p.m, with drivers then making their way to City Hall. Presently, only a maximum tariff of 28 crowns is in effect, with Mayor Bohuslav Svoboda arguing that a minimum fee would reduce competition in the taxi market. Hundreds of taxi drivers have reportedly signed a petition in favour of the minimum tariff plan. A luxury villa built illegally in Pardubice's Našpice Park faces demolition after a ruling by local planning authorities following 4 years of legal wrangling. The villa was built without seeking planning permission by local resident Miloš Holeček at a cost of 10 million crowns. Its owner appealed to local courts an initial ruling, which also found that the building was in breach of local zoning rules, and this has now been upheld, meaning that the demolition must take place within several months. Further, authorities have ruled that Holeček must pay for the demolition himself or face having to pay the price tag for the city arranging the demolition. Holeček claims that local politicians reneged on an earlier promise to change zoning requirements that would make the structure legal. He has now promised to appeal to the European Court of Human Rights over the dispute. And a quick look at the weather. Clear skies continue across much of the Czech Republic with temperatures around 5 degrees Celsius. However, Thursday is expected to bring overcast skies and prolonged showers or even snowfall. And that's the news.